single case designs can be a great source for determining the effectiveness of a practice or identifying evidence-based practices, especially for learners with disabilities, because for many low incidence populations where there's just not a lot of individuals with the particular disability or condition in a school setting or in a district or in an area, it's very difficult, if not impossible, to do a group research study. A well-designed single case design study establishes reasonably whether the practice causes changes in student outcomes. So they're very useful, and it's very appropriate to use single case designs to determine the evidence base of a practice and identify evidence-based practices. Typically, it's a small number of individual learners that are involved in single case studies. And so as opposed to a group design study where you might see, say, 50 participants in a study, you may see only 3 or 4 individuals in a single case design study. It's especially important when you're looking at single case designs to look at findings across multiple studies and not just say, I found one study where it works, because oftentimes that's only for a few individuals that it worked for. And to really have confidence that a practice works, we want to see it work across multiple studies for a relatively large number of individuals to really have confidence in it. Typically, we look for at least 5 single case design studies that support the practice and that the practice is effective for at least 20 individuals across those studies.